Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I wonder what that does to the psyche of a team. And then you get into the actual X's and O's and schematics. The Steelers are really good up front when it comes to getting their hands on football. They've already had some interceptions this year on guys like Sam Darnold and Drake May because they tip passes up in the air and they're coming down with them. Now they face Dillon Gabriel, who's what, a shade over 5'11 in his first true road game in the NFL. I think it's going to be a rough one for him Sunday.
Brian Batko of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The Steelers reporter there giving his take on this game on Sunday. Yeah, the only kind of fly in the ointment here when it comes to the Steelers could win, the Steelers could win big, is they haven't played all that well on either the offensive or defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, no, they really haven't. And so if there was this a dominating defensive game out of the Browns, maybe everything just turns in our favor. I really think it's going to be close. And then who knows? Maybe at the end of the game in the spot where Tomlin usually finishes off a team, Browns get the ball to go the right way. Like, I know that sounds desperate, but like, it's kind of where I'm at with this team.
I just think the thing is, like, if you said right now, whose offense has a higher ceiling? So from what they've been doing to what they could do, I do think it's the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Warren is kind of underrated at this point. DK Metcalf strong. At some point, they're going to figure out you can use one or both of those tight ends
in an
explosive side of things. And I also think
Freiermuth's on track to not score a touchdown this season with like 30 receptions if you just extrapolated everything out.
And I think Aaron is still, despite being 157, the more talented quarterback physically, arm talent-wise, than Dillon Gabriel. So, yeah, I think they have a higher ceiling. And I think given that you've just reconstructed your secondary overnight, that could be a potential problem here.
Well, add in the other factors outside of just being like team versus team. The idea that I guess on CBS Sports today, they had an article about wanting the Browns to file a grievance at the idea that you went to London and then are coming back with your first game from London to then take on a team on a bye. It's only happened one other time in NFL history where a team's been forced to do that. Like we got scheduling screwed in this whole equation.
On top of they're the Steelers and you're the Browns.
Well, that's another add-in, yes. Yeah. I don't think there was a grievance there. I don't think CBS Sports is... I don't think they didn't do a grievance there.
They probably should have added that. And you're going to Pittsburgh, where you haven't won in the regular season since 2003.
It was an easy way for the person that wrote the article to then just kind of tap in at the end. And if he wanted to, on Monday, do an I Was Right article. He's like, yeah, of course. Browns never had a chance.
I just think with
Steelers
this game,
coming off a bye and them coming off London.
One of the things I really appreciated early in the Stefanski era was those first 4 years, there was real heat back. Pittsburgh didn't want to admit that you were in the same category with them, but man, Browns fans, the Browns were under their skin a little bit. None more obvious place than Myles Garrett versus TJ Watt. But now because the Browns have just been stink on crap. And even the Steelers, good regular season records, but not like great juggernaut teams. It does feel like there's so much of the air that's been taken out of this game on top of one team's coming off a bye that takes a little air out of things in general. One team's coming off London. Another thing that takes a little air off the off a team.
Yeah, just it feels like, and again, I was listening in a little bit of what they said over there at 93.7 The Fan, and they were talking about how basically right now Steelers fans care more about the Ravens, and then they obviously care more about the Bengals, even with the Bengals without Joe Burrow, than what they care about with the Browns right now. As if the phrasing was basically the Browns are just the little brother at this point.
And no, we're right back to where we were in 2019 before these guys took over, right? Two seasons.
I mean, yeah, it didn't take long. It didn't take long.
I mean, I even think like... Because I agree that Myles Garrett versus TJ's lost its appeal when it just comes to the fact that I think Miles, perceptionally, his slung shot past TJ.
By the way, could not find a game that TJ Watt played against a left-handed quarterback. This is where, by the way, another reminder, ChatGPT doesn't work for sports things. ChatGPT is like, of course he played against Tua. And then I always fact-check ChatGPT if I ask it a question. It's like, why don't I just go to the original source itself? Tua didn't play in the game that ChatGPT wanted to reference and sort out. So no game against Tua. And then the Falcons game last year was week one. So Michael Penix wasn't in that game. That was Kirk Cousins. Like, say, he's legitimately never played against a left-handed quarterback in the pros, that is.
So, Watt is not lying that we know of yet.
I'm sure we can find some somewhere, like high school, maybe college, maybe somewhere.
Middle school, you think? Maybe. Well, make some calls?
Remember, though, his whole rookie season, he lined up on the right side. It's the only season he's never made the Pro Bowl. The only season he's missed making the Pro Bowl in his entire career. He lined up on the right side, and he's always quoted it as him trying to impress coaches at the time. And then at the end of the season was like, listen, I'm better on the left. Just make me go to the left. And then that's where he's been, and it's where he stayed.
Has Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, lost its appeal?
Yes, of course it has. But that's because the game itself has kind of lost appeal for where we're at right now. And that kind of stinks. It also has lost its appeal because Myles Garrett is just that much better than TJ Watt. And I don't know many people that can make a good faith argument that TJ Watt is better than Myles Garrett.
Yeah, and it's tough right now. If Miles is the better player on Sunday, but you lose, it's tough to even kind of take a victory lap on that just because you'll lose again in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and like, so we lose our leg to stand on in that regard, but then I think in the TJ Watt versus Myles Garrett discussion, I think Steelers fans are starting to not only wave the white flag in that discussion, but also understand that what Myles Garrett is doing is on a completely different level than what, at this age, TJ Watt is currently doing.
Now, we're at 216-474-0092. Has Myles Garrett, TJ Watt lost its appeal?
Is that the read you have it on as well?
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, it's lost it for both, and that's what sucks about it. If either team was good, but Miles was just head and shoulders above TJ, it'd still be a conversation because Pittsburgh fans just wouldn't address those facts. They would just ignore the facts that support the main argument, but you can't even have that because, again, it's kind of a dud of a game.
Well, and so we kind of joked about, like, TJ, you know, JJ Watt being on the call this weekend. That is one. It's going to be one of the narratives that they put out there, I would imagine, between not Ian Eagle, but between JJ Watt and the production staff, is how many graphics can we put up there that say TJ Watt's in the same stratosphere as Myles Garrett? And it's just not reality.
Now, Dylan starting. It's Dylan versus Aaron Rodgers. Is this the game? If for whatever reason, Dylan has to leave for a single play, a series, whatever. Is this the game you want Shador Sanders making his NFL debut in?
Well, wait, what do you mean for whatever reason? Like, I need more context.
Yeah, not for benching. It's for injury. It's for what a backup comes in for.
Is it going to be more than just one play, or is it going to be a whole stretch?
Let's say it's at least a series.
A series doesn't do anything for me anyway, though.
If he scores a touchdown, it instantly ignites a controversy.
I think the controversy exists whether he comes in and does anything regardless, does it not?
Oh, you think it's a quarterback controversy now?
Yeah, I mean, I think for fans out there, I think so. I don't think for the Browns.
I think that's where it becomes interesting.
In that regard, I don't think if Shador came in and had a touchdown pass, it would be a controversy for the Browns themselves either.
So big picture.
For the fans, it will be.
Big picture, it is a controversy because you've gone to a four-man quarterback competition to now there's two of those guys left, and they happen to be the two guys that will play the rest of this season. But specific to this game, there's no threat of Shador leapfrogging Dylan unless for some reason Shador has to play.
Well, Dylan would have to be out for an extended period of time in this game, and then Shador would have to go off, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, if
and even in that, I think Stefanski loves Dylan Gabriel so much, I think it'd be really hard, no matter what Shador did, for Stefanski to say, all right, Shador, you are now the starting quarterback,
in this,
while not having Dylan flame out.
In this exact scenario, if Shador gets in for one series, and that series happens to end in...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Seven. Good luck for the rest of the season having this conversation. Especially if Dylan looks like Dylan did in that first game, where, yeah, you had sustained drives, but you just didn't. I mean, you got in the end zone twice. That's nice.
Hey,
you need
to
get in the end zone more than two.
This is the cross that Stefanski has to bear. Like, that's in many ways, it might be why Stefanski was hesitant to just name Shador Sanders the backup anyways, because he understands what you're laying out. That if Shador gets a chance to appear and looks awesome, then it's just going to be a lot of talk and a lot of conversation, and Stefanski's just not ready for that. I'm ready for it. You guys are ready for it in many degrees. Stefanski's not ready for it.
I would be surprised if that locker room isn't looking for someone to lead them to success. There are a lot of guys in there who have put time in the NFL, time in Cleveland, guys who want to not just extend their careers, but maybe extend their careers in Cleveland. I think it really is a race to see who can pull the sword from the stone. That's what makes Shador being the backup so interesting. If Kevin can help it, he's not going to go to Shador till he absolutely has to. And I think we are lockstep on that.
Right.
I think what happens when he gets into the game is what could make it really, really interesting, because it takes one play. It takes one 20-yard pass to Jerry Jeudy, who might catch the ball but go into the end zone, to make it something.
That's why if I'm Gabriel, though, like, my shoulder's got to be detached from my socket. Like, my leg has to actually come off it, my body.
It's got to be like a Defoe in Platoon.
Yes.
Like,
I got to get severed on the spot before I give up any chance. I'll be out there. I'll be like Hector Salamanca with a wheelchair out there before I'll be like, all right, put Shador in. Go ahead. Put him in. Let's see what he can do. Like, no, if I'm Dylan, I'm going Tua on everyone, and not Team of Tua, not anything like that. I'm going actual Tua, where I can get concussed on the field and everyone knows I'm concussed, and I'm like, I'm good. We're good here.
Can I just be honest?
Brush it off. We're good.
Like, again, I want Dylan to do well. I want Shador to do well when he plays. There is a part of me that is really sick of the Browns offense being boring. And so
this week's going to be boring.
Well, I think you're right. But that's why, like,
I mean, Aaron Rodgers seems sexy to people in as far as his quarterback play. He seems like a quarterback. You're like, oh, I'm excited to watch Aaron Rodgers. He's not throwing the ball of any sort of substance or length right now. He's not.
Yeah, the problem is this game scares me that that could be it.
He's cosplaying as Flacco for the first 4 weeks of the season. What you saw Flacco do, now he's completing the passes where Flacco didn't. But, like, that's what he's doing as far as his average depth of target right now.
But there is a part of me that really hopes Shador gets into a game some manner, some way, at least this weekend, because I think, like, now, like, it's not a quarterback controversy from their side of things. Dylan's their guy. Shador's also on the roster. I think the earlier that Kevin's hand is forced, the more interesting this actually is. The more you're going to have to open up the playbook quicker for Dylan instead of, he's a young guy, do that.
This, like, also comes in play in how Dylan played before he gets injured or gets taken out for that series or whatever that is. Because if Dylan is, that's why I say it's all on Dylan. Like, your fate is in your hands. If he looks awesome and it's a 24-3 game, then, you know, Shador can come in because he gets dinged up or whatever it is and come in for a series and have completions and look nice. And it doesn't matter, because if Dylan's passer rating is 125, 2 touchdowns, 0 picks, like, you get to stay in the game then. Like, you get to be the quarterback.
If Dylan looks the exact same way, which means you put up like 17 points and Shador on one drive puts up a touchdown, it's a real conversation on Monday.
It's probably going to be a real conversation unless Dylan does what I just laid out there right there.
So maybe this is a better way of putting it. So,
like, for us, right, not for now, them, for
no,
us.
No, but even then, we're going to have somebody on Twitter or on the YouTube comments.
We have people
comments.
Right now on YouTube comments saying that Dylan shouldn't be the quarterback and Shador is. Like, that's YouTube.
Yeah, but, well, no.
That's commentary.
I think the point is, everyone's saying, why are you talking about the backup quarterback? That's because we haven't seen Shador in the field. The second you see him on the field and he does something, then the Browns can't hide behind, he's not ready anymore. That's what makes it interesting. That's what makes it interesting to me about him being the backup is the credible threat of him playing. I think it does become interesting if he goes in there and he does something because they can't run from and they can't fuddle down to the reporters and the national people that he's not ready if he touches the field and something good happens.
So okay,
and from that, if something bad happens.
From that, I would then make the argument, and I agree with you. I just want to hear your thoughts on it, that the Browns wouldn't give him any garbage time play. Like they did for Dylan Gabriel.
No, 100%. Yeah.
Because you can't then have him look good the way that you're describing and the way that I think he would. And it would completely take away any of the narratives that he hasn't been ready and isn't ready. But they should be trying to slowly but surely dispel those narratives anyway. We're gonna see it. Next couple weeks, we're going to see them start to come out with the idea of, whoa, massive, massive strides from Shador. Because you have to be able to tell everyone that he's ready in order to move off of Dylan to begin with anyway.
216-474-0092. We'll go to the Myles Garrett, TJ Watt. Has this rivalry feud, tiff, I think is the word. Why is Myles saying the word tiff? It's just,
I think the reporter said tiff.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's what Brian had said. Yeah. Has that lost its appeal? And I think it's time. We have a breakdown in societal order, and it starts right here at the station. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.